A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis 38b, pagination page 76. On the bottom, we have a new Mishnah. The topic of this Mishnah is to introduce to us different types of derivatives of the heating process. We're dealing with the malacha of bishul, of cooking or baking, in the 39 categories. And what we're being introduced to over here is that in addition to or, to cooking by use of fire, whether it's the stovetop setting, cooking, frying, or the oven setting, what we call baking, in addition to that, there's also the possibility of cooking through chama, through the sunlight, solar heat. And there's also the possibility of toldos or toldos chama, the derivative of fire or the derivative of solar heat. So that, for example, if you have a frying pan that was on the fire, that would be called cooking through fire. The frying pan is simply a medium by which the fire is going to cook on the fire. If you take the frying pan off after it's been heated on the fire, so then it's called toldos or a derivative of fire. If you would leave the frying pan in the sun so that it heats up, and then you would cook on the frying pan, it would be called toldos chama, a derivative of solar, a derivative of sunlight. Now, the rule is, in simple practical halacha, that chama itself, solar itself, is permitted. You can put a glass of water that's never been cooked in the sunlight in extreme temperature and allow it to become very hot, and there's no violation. If you're into Rabbi Ribiat's four-volume gray set, as many people are, it's on page 587. But in the other cases, either biblically or rabbinically, it's going to be forbidden. So that cooking on a fire or cooking from the derivative of the fire once the frying pan has been removed from the fire, or even cooking on the frying pan that's been warmed by solar, because a person looking at the derivative cannot tell which type of derivative it is, we therefore forbid even toldos chama, a derivative of solar. We will see that there is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi who allows certain types of toldos chama, derivative of solar. Let's begin the Mishnah about 7 lines from the bottom. Lamed Ches Amud Beis 38b. Ein nosnim beitza betzad hamecham. You're not allowed to put an egg next to a hot kettle, b'shvil shatisgalgel, in order that the egg should roast slightly and make it barely edible. The word tisgalgel, that it should spin, literally, translation, is that once it cooks, it spins better. So that's where the expression comes from. It was a way to tell between hard-boiled eggs and raw eggs. But in any case, it means that you're roasting the egg so that it should be edible. V'lo yafkiena basudorim, and likewise, you should not wrap it in scarves that were heated, because this is going to be a case of toldas chama, a derivative of solar. And we said there's a rabbinic legislation against that, because people can't tell what is a derivative of fire and what is a derivative of solar. So they assert even derivative of solar. For Rabbi Yossi Matir, and Rabbi Yossi says that you don't have to be gozer on toldos chama in all cases. The Gemara will tell us that there are cases where Rabbi Yossi forbids toldos chama, with sand, for example, because people can't be expected to clearly differentiate between coal-like ash and sand. And there are cases where Rabbi Yossi will forbid toldas chama, but when it comes to these sudarim, these scarves that were heated in the sunlight, Rabbi Yossi allowed it. V'lo yatmin nena b'cholu va'avak derachim, and you can't hide the egg in sand or dust of the travel, b'shvil shatit sala, in order that it should roast, and that follows both opinions. Even Rabbi Yossi agrees, because it's hard to differentiate, as the Gemara will explain. Let's skip to Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, where the Gemara elaborates on the rulings of this Mishnah, very, very fundamental principles. 5 lines from the top on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, 39a, pagination 77 at the end of a line where there's a 2 dots. V'lo yafkienu basudarim, you should not wrap it in scarves. V'hadetnan, this that we learn. Nosim tavshin l'soch habor b'shvashay shamor. You're allowed to put a cooked food into a pit in order that it should be guarded. V'samayim ayafim b'shvashay yitzananu. And good water into bad water, obviously you're keeping it in a vessel, but it's going to cool it off. So even though you wouldn't drink the water you're putting it into, but it has a benefit that it'll cool. It works like a refrigerator. You're allowed to put something cold into the sun in order that it should warm up. Is that following Rabbi Yossi's opinion and not the Rabbanon? Because a derivative of sunlight is being allowed. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, everybody agrees sunlight itself was permitted. And we should not blur that distinction. The sunlight itself, everybody says, is okay. Everybody says that the derivative of fire is going to be forbidden. And now we can go back to that price and understand it. When we're dealing with the derivative of sunlight, that's where there was a machlokes. Mar sava gazrina toldas chama ato toldas ha'or. One opinion is that in all cases, the derivative of sunlight is legislated against. So the frying pan warmed in sunlight cannot be used. Ato toldas or, because if the frying pan had been warmed on the fire, it certainly could not be used. Omar sava lo gazrinon, and Rabbi Yossi says that there are many cases of toldas chama that he does not legislate against. The Gemara continues and says, but that the next case of the Mishnah, when it said, don't hide the egg in the dirt of the travel, so that case even Rabbi Yossi agrees to, and that's why the Mishnah did not say, and Rabbi Yossi mati, Rabbi Yossi allows, because he doesn't in that case. He also assers. V'liflignami Rabbi Yossi b'ha, the Gemara asks, why doesn't Rabbi Yossi argue in this case as well? Rabba omer gzera shamayatmen beremetz. Rabba says because he's worried that you're going to take the leftover coals and hide it in that, and that is eish, fire itself. So therefore, we don't want you to use hot sand because it's too similar. Rabbi Yossi omer mepnei shemezes ofer mimekomo. Rabbi Yosef says because you're moving dirt from its place, and therefore digging is the problem over here, that you're taking from the edge of the path. My benai, what's the difference? Ike benai ofer tichoach. If you were dealing with dirt, that there's no fear that you're going to do any digging. It's very soft dirt, and it's just there. So then it's still possible to confuse it with remets, with the hot coals, but it is not a problem if you were understanding it because of moving the dirt. We'll stop there. Yeshakoach, have a great day.